You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Here on the show, we like to talk to people in the spotlight, actors, writers, musicians, and chefs, about work and money. We call it the Marketplace Quiz. And with it being the holidays and the season of a lot of food, we have a pair of restaurant owners, starting with
Janet Zuccherini, owner and partner of Gusto 54 Restaurant Group.
Evan Funky, executive chef and partner of Felix Trattoria.
Fill in the blank. Money can't buy you happiness, but it can buy you
more money. We need money to make money. So if you have money, you can make more money. So you can, in effect, buy more money with money.
Money buys you freedom.
Ooh, that's good. Way better answer.
No, stop.
In the next life, what would your career be?
I would start a school for children, a new way of learning, teaching children about finances, how to make money, how to invest, how to save.
Real life skills.
Real life skills.
I dig that. I wish I had that. I'd either be a firefighter or a jeweler. I love diamonds. Something about their creation through unimaginable pressure. Kind of fascinating.
What is something that you bought that you now completely regret buying?
I don't buy a lot of things, so I don't own a lot of things. And when people come to my house, that's the first thing they say is, like, you don't have stuff. I spend my money mainly on experiences, traveling, things like that, food. I spend a lot of money on buying the best food that I can buy. When I buy something, I think about it a lot. And so I don't have any regrets that I can think of right now.
Tattoos. I started getting tattoos at like the second I turned 18. And this is like in the 90s. So you can imagine. The tattoos today are amazing. Like, have all this technology and everybody knows what they're doing. But I got my tattoos on Venice Beach Boardwalk in like the late, like early mid-90s. So you can imagine the horror. There's so much tribal.
When did you realize that cooking could be an actual career for you?
I think the second I set foot in culinary school, I knew in my mind, body, and soul that I was going to be a restaurateur. I had no idea how I was going to get there, but I knew there was something burning inside of me that I would do whatever it took to be the best.
I lived in Rome for 8 years, and that's where I fell in love with cooking for myself because I didn't have any money to eat out, except I'd go to a lot of pizzerias. And my friends would tell me a lot that I should open up a restaurant, so that kind of put something in my mind, but I never thought I would ever do that. And my first restaurant fell into my lap, so I was asked to become a partner in this restaurant, and, you know, 2 weeks later, I owned a restaurant. And I didn't realize that I married two passions, business and cooking and food.
What is your most prized possession?
My dog. Is that a possession?
Sure.
Can that be a possession?
I don't know if Roma knows that, but sure, I can.
My dog, Roma.
My most prized possession. I think it's my cumulative skill. I am a culmination of mentorship. I think that's what I prize most in life.
What was your very first job?
Oh man, so embarrassing. I was a towel boy at a gym. So gross.
My father was Italian, and Italians put their kids to work. So I started working for him as a 12-year-old, and he brought the first espresso machine into Canada. So he introduced coffee culture. So I was working trade shows, introducing people to this new beverage that no one had ever heard of. And times have certainly changed, but that was my first job.
What is something that everyone should own, no matter how much it costs?
Okay, I'm gonna go for like an Evan answer, which is super ethereal and poetic. But everyone should own their own destiny.
Ooh, that's good. That's good. I would say fulfillment. No matter what it costs. I wanna feel fulfilled. When I take my last breath, I wanna feel fulfilled that I left it all on the field.
What's your favorite thing to eat or cook during the holidays?
Well, so the Funkies, we created a tradition about 10 years ago to make pizza on Christmas because it's Christmas colors, it's red, white, and green. And ever since I went to culinary school in, what was it, the back end of 99, it's been like indentured servitude that I have to cook. So I've cooked literally every single holiday festive gathering since then, which is almost coming up on 20 years. So we make pizza. It's easy on me. And it's festive.
In my household, my father was mainly the kind of the cook, the chef, and taught my mother how to cook. My mother is German. You know, my father was Italian. And it was always based around pasta. And sometimes he would get fancy and do like a linguine with a spicy tomato sauce and a whole lobster on top. And that would basically be it. But we always, always, always had lasagna made from scratch. And that for my mom would just be an all-day affair. And we would have just one dish. It would be like a one dish wonder. It'd be like lasagna with like maybe some rapini on the side. Usually a classic lasagna with spinach noodle and like a bolognese sauce and bechamel. And that would be, every, you know.
I'm going to make that the new tradition.
You have to.
Oh, man.
Skip out on pizza and go for lasagna.
You can listen to past editions of the Marketplace Quiz, Linda Cardellini, Pusha T, and more. Just go to marketplace.org.